Wow. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call on this Trust God at All Times Thursday. Scripture reference Psalm 62, verse 8, which says, "Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge." Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we trust you in every single situation that comes into our life. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. And we trust, God, that your will be done on this day that you have made, this day that we will rejoice and be glad in, God. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their surrender, their commitment, their dedication, and their yes, Father. We thank you that you gave them the vision to form this, the Master Call, where as people call in, believers in you, God, your children, as they call in, their lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as they begin their day, God. So we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that everything will be added unto us, Father, for you are our refuge, you are our strength, you are our supplier, Father, you are our protection, you are love, you are joy, you are our hope, Father, and we thank you and we bless you this day. And so right now we lift up every single caller that is dialing in right now. We clear the airway and the platform that this word will go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase in Pastor John as he decreases, Father, that your word straight from the throne room will go forth uncontaminated, clear, unhindered, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over this line right now. I say that we walk in the power, the anointing, the favor, the blessings, and increase, Father, that you have in store for us, Father. And so we know that it is all about you because you are our all in all. So we bless you, we praise you, and we honor you. And these things I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank God for Artists International. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, TMC family, I would like to bring on our hostess for this morning. She is my sister girl all the way out there in Georgia, none other than Minister Kai Brown. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting us this morning. In the great city of Norcross, Georgia. Thank you for joining us, and we wish you the warmest of kingdom greeting as you begin your day. This call is all about the Master, our Father and our Creator, and we know that we get together early in the morning faithfully to give God the glory, the praise, and the honor. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two dynamic and amazing women of God. That's Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And we know that they love us and they love the Lord. And we know that we are coming up on our fourth year anniversary, and I can't wait to see what God has in store for us during our fourth year. Now, we know that God has given us a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And you know, when God creates something, he founds everything he does on his word. So we also have a scripture reference, which is Psalms 88:13. "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Here on the Master's Call, we start the call in prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we pray that you continue each and every day in prayer. We know that if you want to listen to today's message again today and only today, you can call the number of 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. And we know that we have a website on which each and every message is archived, and that website is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. and you can see the speaker's bios. You can keep up with what's going on, keep up with the prayer directors we have going on. But we also have an email address. So if you have a praise report or a prayer request, or if you feel like God is leading you to join our team, or if you feel like God is giving you a word, if you will just email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you. Immediately following this call, we have the MMC call hosted by our very own Platinum President, Godmother, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and a host of dynamic artist leaders. And they want to keep us moving forward. They want to keep us energized. They want to continue to show us how to enhance the lives of others. And that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-pound. Again, 530-881-1300, and the PIN code is 539-598-pound. We also know that we have a conference coming up in the Bahamas, and that is the Artist Empowerment Conference hosted by our very own Kings of Artists. And you can get more information about registration and the location about the Atlantis Hotel in the Bahamas by going to artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. And we know that this is the last conference of the year. So be there and be ready to learn and bring your business to the next level. Now I'm going to get out of the way and introduce the man of the hour. Pastor John Glenn is an anointed man of God. He is a Lviv lover, and he understands what the Lviv can do. He is a cancer survivor, and he knows that he drinks a bottle of Lviv a day, and it just removes the cancer. So we don't make any medical claims, but we understand what God has done through the Lviv for Pastor John. Pastor John has a church in Brooklyn, New York. He is the founder and pastor of Christ Ambassadors Apostolic Church, located in Brooklyn, New York. Pastor John is traveling the country, continuing to empower us and help us to enrich our lives by teaching us more about the product. So I will bring to you right now and get out of the way none other than Pastor John Glenn. Pastor John, are you there?
Good to hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear, man of God. Take it away.
Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless your word. As it go forward, let it accomplish that which is good for your honor and your glory. Hide me behind the scene, and you go forward and shine. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, I bring greetings to the Holy Spirit, which is the head of my life. I also bring greetings to Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, the founder of this great morning worship. I bring greetings to all the saints and all the listeners that are on this morning. I greet every single people, all of God's people, in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today I want to speak on the topic, Fear the Lord. F-E-A-R. Yes, can I say that? Fear the Lord. Oh, God help us this morning, because Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. In Philippians chapter 2 verse 12 tells us, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Working out your salvation in fear and trembling. Oh, praise God. The fear of God is always very important in our relationship with the Lord. am I speaking to someone for us never to forget the fear of God? When you look around in society, it seems that we no longer fear God because what mankind has become today is so disrespectful that you wonder who in the world, which one could we find upon the face of this earth really have a fear for God? This type of fear is an extreme knowing that God is in control and we will conform to his will 100%. We got to be in 100%, my friends. There is really no other true choice to make. It's either in or out, either you're hot or you're cold. It's either you serve him or you serve the devil. It's either you reverence him or you reverence the enemy. It's either you love him or you're not. This helps us resolve any issues concerning his word and what it says to us about his will in our life. This fear is not a cowing down, but a realization that this God, our Savior, is real and what he says, he means. In Matthew chapter 10, it says, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him, which is God, which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." This fear means to walk humble and in awesome respect or reverential or continuously loving and obeying the Lord with all that we are. We are to acknowledge him over all areas of our life, my friends. I come to tell someone this morning, there is one way, his son Jesus Christ, and being led by the Holy Spirit in all things this morning. Several passages of scripture describe the way we are to reverently live in trembling before him, humble knowing God is not only in control, but even our very breath of life or existence is a gift from God. And at his desire, it can be taken from us in a moment. Don't you realize this morning that the very breath that we breathe this morning, it's a gift from God. And if he chooses to take it away from any one of us, he can take it away. Therefore, we ought to live, hallelujah, with the fear of the Lord. Solomon said, it is the beginning, it's the starting of wisdom. We really need to live moment to moment, knowing how much we need him. We need to live every given moment. Someone says, I must do the most productive thing at every given moment, just to remember God in your life, in every single thing that you do. In your house, remember God this morning. When you go to work, remember God this morning. In church, remember him. In the playtime and fun time, when you got family over, is to remember him at all times. In your place of business, it's always to remember and reverence him. Because as humans, we even as children of God, still through our sinful, prideful, and fallen carnal nature are so opposed to submitting to God and his ways. Yes, everyone has a story to tell, and God always understands. And if I do this, God, you understand. I come to tell someone that God don't need to understand me. We need to understand God. It is time we turn it around. While all the time he's getting our attention to save us from ourselves, the world system, he's trying to get our attention to deliver deliver us from this world and the kingdom of darkness, because Jesus is the way that leads to eternal life. This message this morning is a simple message. Matthew 22 tells us, Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Philippians 2 tells us, "Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery, but to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that in the, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow." Do you got some knees this morning? Hallelujah. Do you feel like bowing this morning? Of those in the heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Oh, praise God, this morning it's time to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. I know you walk around, and everybody, all of us walk around, and we sing song and we make phrases. Lord, I love you, and I love the Lord, and I love him. It's good to love him, but it's greater to fear him. In the name of Jesus, as it says in Romans, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, oh God, by the mercies of God, by the opportunity that God gave us a chance to live today, that I will present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable." You see, Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1 that it is written to be holy as God is holy. It's time to bring back holiness in the church. And the way holiness will come back is when we begin to fear God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. It says, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let us not be blind, arrogant, nor self-deceived. God will not be mocked. He is not slack concerning his promises. I tell you the truth this morning. Proverbs tells us that, and it states like this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart this morning, and lean not on your own understanding. Oh, praise God, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." Do you understand? It was Jeremiah who told Israel to look for the old ways. He says to Israel, go back to the old ways and look for the path, the path that, oh God, hallelujah, that will lead you to righteousness, the path that will lead you to victory after victory. It's time, hallelujah, there's a way seemeth unto man. Oh God, hallelujah, praise God. Oh Lord God of mercy, do not be wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil this morning. It's time that we walk out this thing, hallelujah. It's an adjective. It's time we take our salvation and reverence our salvation, to know it is a gift of God. It is only thing that we have precious in our life is our salvation. And it's time to, hallelujah, to have some fear, to realize that we're the second of sin in thoughts and words and in deeds. To realize that every day, hallelujah, that whenever I try to do good, evil present itself. I say like the Apostle Paul, as I join him this morning, he says, though he preached to others, but he bring his body under subjection. Oh God, lest he preach to others, he himself, I myself, will not be a castaway. What Paul is saying, that he take his body and arrest it. It come a time in our life this morning. Oh, praise God, that the body is tempted to satisfy itself, to fortify itself. But it come a time in our life, we got to look at my body and says, no, you're not going to have it. You're not going to have fun. This is contrary to the word of God. I'm going to make some sacrifice. This body got to suffer right now because my salvation is so important. I'm working it out. I'm working it out step by step. Every moment of the day, every time I got myself in a corner in my prayer chambers, I need to concentrate and say, Lord, you have been so good to me. How could I let you down? How could I dare let you down in this manner? I come to tell someone this morning that Jesus, hallelujah, that there is no other name in the name of Jesus. It's time to fear the Lord. It's time to put a fear in our heart and know for a fact that we are devout men and women. The psalmist David declared in the name of Jesus, don't take your spirit, don't cast your presence away from me. Create in me a new heart in the name of Jesus. It's time I look at myself this morning. It's time I pay attention to every move that I make, every one that I see. Oh, Paul told Timothy to stay away from idle conversation. He told him to be an example to the believers in words, in charity, and in spirit. But stay away from idle conversation. It only bring godlessness. It only brings strife. Stay away from it. But study to show yourself approved. In the name of Jesus, study the word. Know the word. Do not mock God. It's time as children of God today, all over the world, and right now in your local cities, to rise up and begin to fear God, that we ought to fear him. Begin to say, wait a second. I thought I feared him yesterday, but when I got up this morning, I realized I didn't fear him enough. So I need to fear him some more. I need to understand what I did yesterday was not good enough. I need to be better today. I need to understand that yesterday I tried my best, but I failed God. But because I fear him, because I'm going to begin to have wisdom, because I'm going to know for a fact that he is God, he cannot be mocked. You cannot be slick willy. You cannot play games with him, because I know for a fact that he's looking down. Nobody might see what I'm doing, but only God. This morning, let me end by saying, hallelujah, it's to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Praise the Lord. May God bless you. In Jesus' name, back to the moderator. Amen.
My God, my God, my God, what an amazing word, Pastor Sean. I will be calling you back for the benediction at the end of the call. Now we're going to go to the Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, we glorify you, we praise you, and we lift you up, O Heavenly Father. We know that you are in control, and we just Thank you, because you are God all by yourself. Lord, we ask you right now to just keep a hedge of protection around Pastor John. Lord, continue to give him all that he needs. Continue to pour his virtue back into him that he has poured out into us. Lord, continue to give him all that he needs to do your will, to work out his own salvation. We thank you and we praise you because we know that you are in control, oh God. We thank you because we know that cancer is a name and it must bow down to the name of Jesus. We know that every sickness and disease has to bow down to the name of Jesus, and we thank you for that. We are the healed protecting our health. We are healed because of the stripes Jesus took for us. We thank you for allowing your only son to go to Calvary's cross that we might be saved, that we may get into right relationship with you, that we may have a fear and reverence for you like no other, oh God. And we praise you for it because we know that you will lead us and guide us into all truth, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you because we are your children. You have chosen us, oh Heavenly Father. You loved us before we could truly love ourselves. And for that, we say thank you. We bless your name, oh God. We praise you and we give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, we know that immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300. PIN code 539-598#. We also know that the upcoming Artist Bahamas Conference is October 31st through November 2nd at the Atlantis Resort. And for more information, you can visit artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. We also know that Pastor John has a Lviv Tuesday night conference at 9 p.m. and a Lviv Thursday morning conference at 11 a.m. Eastern time for both of those. And that number is 712-432-1212. And the PIN code is 774-766-352#. That's 712-432-1212. PIN code 774-766-352#. If you want to hear this replay again, you can dial 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677#. So here's where I tell you to go out and be great ministers in the marketplace, and as our minister LaShawn would say, greet your friends with Jesus' joy. Pastor John, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Folks, my friends, saints of God, have a great day today and a better one tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.